Hi, Asher. This is Daddy. This is March the 17th, 2025, and I am in Zambia. Asher, I need to clarify some things with you, please. I miss you so much, Asher. I miss you so much. And I know that you miss me also. And I can't forget when you were watching me leave in the airplane to Zambia. Which your mother accused me of leaving you when she paid for the airfare. She lies about me, Asher. She lies about me. She says I abandoned you and I ran away from you. If I ran away from you, as she says, it's a silly thing to say, running away from you. What, I'm afraid of you or something? I'm running away from you? Like you run away from a bear in the forest? She accuses me of running away from you. When she paid for my airfare to come here, it's silly. Asher, I did not abandon you. I left Canada because of the threats of your mother, because our lease had expired where we were staying. And she told me that she's going somewhere else. She wouldn't tell me where she was going with you. She was taking her with her, taking you with her, which was wrong of her to do. She's taking you out of my life. She should never have done that. And if I tried to come with her, she would have called the police and put me in jail. This is how things are in Canada. A woman simply has to call up the police. My husband, she could even make up some false story. My husband's bothering me. My husband's this, this, this. All the police come and do and put me in jail. So these were her threats. I couldn't come to stay with you or I would have been in prison. This is the truth, Asher. I did not abandon you. I did not leave you. I was forced away from you by her threats. This is the case, Asher. Now, I want to make this clear. I did not run away from you. I did not abandon you. And much, much lies have been spread about me there that I was not supporting you and all this. These are lies, Asher. Now, I want you to know that I love you so much, Asher. And I'm so heartbroken that you were taken away from me. That I was taken away from you, that we were separated because of the evil of your mother. It's evil to take the father away from the son. It is evil to take the son away from the father, which she has done. You are hurting much because I am not in your life. Even though you may not have been able to express it as such, I know you are hurting. You need your father. You need your father to raise you. You need the influence of your father. You need the moral standard of your father, and you had all that taken away from you. And it is traumatic for you. I'm so sorry, Asher. I'm so sorry. And then you're being shipped away every day, Monday to Friday, to these so-called daycare centers, being raised by strangers when you have a father who wants to raise you, and he is forbidden from raising you. And this is traumatic for you, Asher. You're being raised in the wrong way with the wrong values, with the wrong morals. And I'm so heartbroken about this. It's traumatic for you and it will affect you in years to come. Whether you realize it or not, all these things affect you. Something else I need to tell you is that you need to read some books on this subject, listen to some lectures on this subject as much as you can. It's a principle called imprinting. And at the young age, especially your age, you're imprinted with certain things, like your father was taken out of your life. But you didn't understand this. And because that imprint is there and your mother and father fighting, and your mother taking you away from me, that is an imprint in your mind. The mind at the young age does not discern whether something is right or wrong or good or bad. It just knows it to be what it's familiar with. So what happens is that is a permanent pattern fixed in the mind. It's permanent unless we understand it and we do something to fix it. But it's a pattern that is fixed in the mind, which means that when you get to be a certain age, you will seek out a woman who will take your son away from you. Just as it happened to me, because that's what your mind's familiar with. If you are abused, you seek out someone either to abuse you or you abuse others yourself. Sometimes there are dual roles here. So this is what happens. You have to understand this. Otherwise, you are going to end up with the same or similar situation yourself someday. This is just the principle of psychology. It's how the mind works. It's not that it's good or bad, because the infantile mind does not discern what's good or bad. It just knows what it has experienced. And that first strong experience is the primal imprint. So this is why you need to understand this and work this through, so that it doesn't happen to you all over again. I can't stress this enough, how important this is, because this all this was traumatic for you. I remember once when I was fighting with your mom and you started crying. This all affects you, and it hurts you deeply, Asher. And these are imprints that you got. So what happens someday when you have a woman in your life, you end up fighting with her. The reason is because that was the imprint, and you have to act out this imprint later in life, because at a deep subconscious level, that's what you are familiar with, and that's what you know to be right. Well, that's what you know to be true. That's what, rather, let me say it this way, that's what you know to be the reality. So you will seek that reality out, even if it's a bad reality. And this is why cycles keep repeating themselves. So please explore this and prevent it from happening to you again, please. Otherwise, you will end up marrying a woman who just wants you for money, wants to use you for sex, wants to use you in other ways. It just keeps repeating because of this imprint. You seek all this out. So, Asher, when your mother took you away from me, I was not allowed to come and see you. If I would have tried to come, as I told you, she would have called the police. I would have gone to jail. But also, if I would have found out, I don't even know your address where you're at, Asher. I assume it's Fort McMurray, but I don't even know that. But I don't know where you are. So if I found out where you are and I came and knocked on the door, she would just call the police and, oh, my husband's bothering me, put him in jail. This is why I can't even come to see you, Asher. I can't even come to try to see you. This is how evil she is. She's treating you in an evil way. She's treating me in an evil way. This is bad what she is doing. It's also a crime in Canada to deprive me of you. She's committed a crime. She's also committed theft of my property. My property, which is stored with you there, if it is even all there anymore, is another issue. But by depriving me of my property, that's another theft that she has committed. Uttering threats to me, as she has done, is also a criminal offense. She has committed crimes in Canada and in Zambia. And these crimes in Zambia, most of them, I have put details on your website, asher.africa, and or go to hell.asher.africa. You will see on one of those sites the crimes that they have committed together. And so, Asher, I am here. I love you so much, and I miss you so much. And many times I am so sorrowful and so heartbroken that you are not in my life anymore. I grieve. I sorrow so much. It is so sad for me here, Asher. I'm living in misery because of this. Yet it continues. I want you to protest against your mother, the evil that she has done, the why she has taken you out of my life, why she has taken me out of your life. Demand that you be with me again. Don't accept her lies. Don't believe the lies that she tells you. Oh, he can't provide for you. Oh, he's all this. These are lies, Asher. I want you to come and be with me, Asher. Demand it. Don't settle for less. Be strong like I am strong here, fighting for you. I am doing much behind the scenes here for you, Asher. I can't even send you. I didn't send you a Christmas gift because I don't even know where you are. I can't even send it to any address because I don't even know where you are. And the same with your birthday coming up. I don't even know your address. I can't even send you a birthday gift. How shameful. How shameful. I can't even be with you on your birthday. I can't even be with you at Christmas. That's two Christmases in a row I haven't shared with you. The most wonderful time of the year. This is how evil your mother is. And I am suffering here. The emotional pain that I go through, being without you, having you out of my life, having no one in my life now, being completely alone. It's very difficult for me suffering through this emotional pain on an ongoing basis. And this is why I'm taking such strong efforts now to try to have you with me again, Asher. I love you so much. You need to know the truth once and for all. Also, Asher, I wanted to talk to you about nutrition. Your mother feeds you junk food. All this fast food, avoid it. all this garbage that she has been feeding you. I know she showed, I saw some pictures. She took you to a birthday party. You were maybe 2 years old or something like this, two or three, 2 years old, feeding you all this garbage birthday cake and this garbage so-called food, this garbage ice cream that they mass produce. It's so bad for you, Other Asher. Just avoid this. Get the whole or get the organic raw food yourself and make it yourself so you know what's in it. It's that bad now, Asher, and you have a brilliant mind. You are so clever. And to have a clever boy like you and just feed you all this garbage is shameful. There's a book you should read. I have the audio book. I want to get it on your website, called Excitotoxins by Dr. Russell Blaylock. He talks primarily about aspartame, neurotoxins like aspartame, monosodium glutamate, and other chemicals that are in our food. Even though they're not listed in the ingredients, they're still in our food, Asher. Please learn about nutrition and organic food, true organic food. A lot of organic food is not even organic. But eat nutritionally and avoid anything that has anything in it, chemicals, even the bread. They use bromide. It's also called bromine, which robs your body of vitamin B12. Even the mass-produced bread, you think it's good, but they put stuff in it when they process it. Just avoid this stuff, Asher. Only eat bread that is sprouted grain and is truly organic. I want to put some more information on your website about this. I have so much to talk about nutrition. Avoid what's called table salt, common salt. It's actually bad for you. Only use the pink Himalayan rock salt, the crushed rock salt. And yes, also you need to take iodine supplements. I was using a brand called Luigi, Luigi. I think it was Luigos. Maybe that was it. And adults are supposed to take up to 12 drops a day, if I remember right. But I can't remember what concentration that was. You would maybe take less. But you need iodine, Asher. So there's so much I want to talk to you about nutrition. And I'm gonna do some more on your website, that health tab. I need to upload some videos for you to watch and some lectures about medical subjects. But it's hard to upload these from here. Anyway, Asher, you have such a brilliant mind. And I'm so sorry I can't raise you as my son. I want to so much be in your life, Asher. I love you so much, Asher. Please, sweetheart, contact me. I have my email address on your website, asher.africa. Please contact me, Asher. I love you so much, and I miss you so much.